With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, slowest sports day of the year. So we're going to start it off every segment with a random take. OG, you are up. Give the people something.
Holding hands is vastly overrated.
713-572-4610. Is holding hands vastly overrated?
They kicked our ass in our home court. They beat us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's unacceptable. Okay, we just have to be better, and I know that we're going to rise to the occasion, and our time's going to come.
Greg Rajan of the Houston Chronicle, he's taken over one of the true gems of the paper. He's doing the Houston 10, which is basically the 10 most influential people in Houston sports. The great Dale Robertson started the list. It can really be whatever you want, but Greg Rajan has taken over that list. And your former employer, the Houston Chronicle, you're not afraid to call them out whenever they need to be called out. You take exception with Greg Rajan's list, and the OG John Lopez is going to give us the real list right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, the 10 most influential people in Houston sports, courtesy of the OG.
It's kind of an abstract list. It's indefinable in a way, and they say that up front, that it could be influential, important, whatever you want to do. Here's Rajan's list, okay? From 10 to 1. Dana Holgorsen, number 10. Simone Biles, 9.
What?
Alex Bregman, 8.
Okay.
Kelvin Sampson, 7.
What?
Mike D'Antoni, 6. Bill O'Brien, 5. Deshaun Watson, 4.
Okay.
Jeff Luno, 3.
Okay.
Daryl Morey, James Harden, Chris Paul, and the Rockets, 2.
What? A five-way tie?
Yeah. And okay. number 1, Cal McNair.
Okay.
I got a real problem with you, Greg.
Okay. Let me ask you this, and Simone Biles is obviously a Houston legend. I don't know why she represented Cleveland in the celebrity softball game when she lived there for 3 years, but that's your issue, Figgy. But I mean, the Olympics haven't happened in a couple years, so I'm not.
This is the 2019 list, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the best. I mean, so if you listen,
awesome.
She's the best athlete in Houston two decades.
If you want to talk about the most dominant athlete in Houston, she's number one.
But I don't know what she has to do with 2019.
Right. So let me give you some editorial thoughts on Rajan's list here. Number 10, Dana Holgorsen. What? Why?
He hadn't done anything.
What? Why?
He's done nothing.
Simone Biles, we adjusted that. We talked about that. What influence really does she have? Influence, power, whatever. I don't know, but she's awesome. Alex Bregman, I'm good with. Kelvin Sampson, I don't know. I mean, if he had that much influence, wouldn't he fill the arena? I mean, you know.
713-572-4610.
6, Mike D'Antoni shouldn't even be on the list, in my view. He could have been last year and the year before, but he shouldn't even be on the list. And I told Greg this, I texted him, because he's been completely emasculated by the owner and the general manager. He shouldn't even be on the list. 5, Bill O'Brien, I'm good with. 4, Deshaun Watson. I would have him number 1, but we'll get to that. Luno, I'm good at 3. Daryl Morey, James Harden, Chris Paul, Rockets. Replace them all with Tillman Fertitta, because Fertitta is running the show and has all these guys scared of their own shadows.
Do we know that, though?
Yes, we know that.
Do we know that?
Yeah, though? We do. We okay. do know. Tillman okay. has all these guys afraid of their own shadow. And number 1, Cal McNair. All right, if that's your opinion, that's good, but I wouldn't have him number 1.
I mean, he did fire a GM.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So here's the real list for me. All right?
The OG's list.
I corrected Greg Rajan's list. Number 10, Daryl Morey. Well, as much as he's dropped like a rock, he still should be in the top 10. At 10.
You put him at 10?
Yeah. Because what
are you? All right, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Are you basically saying he's a puppet now?
No, because he's still powerful. He still makes the deal. That's why I still think he belongs on the list. But no higher than 10.
Okay, so basically Fertitta's the shot caller there. Okay.
We'll get to that.
You heard it here first.
9 is Alex Bregman. I'm still good with that. I just dropped him a little bit, one spot. You know, he's still a powerful guy. 8, I put it Cal McNair. Because he's made the
8.
8, and here's why. He's made the one big, big decision to go ahead and pull the trigger on what Easterby told him to do. It's still a little bit.
According to John Lopez.
And others. But there's still a lot to see with Cal McNair. So he belongs on the list. Powerful move, but no higher than number 8.
This is the OG's top 10 most influential people in Houston. Reset it for me. Give me what we got so far. We got number 10.
Daryl Morey, 9. Bregman, 8. Cal McNair, 7. Bill O'Brien. Still powerful.
He's got to be higher up.
No, because I'll tell you in a second.
He's the head coach of the football team.
But he's playing for his job. He's powerful. He is the head coach of the team. Belongs on the list. 6, James Harden by himself. Because let's be honest about something. If we haven't learned anything in the last few years, players have more power than general managers.
That's why I think
Harden, if you're that good.
I think Harden should be above anyone in the Rockets organization. This is his team. It's his.
One
it's
thing
his
we
ship.
Have learned in this era of basketball, and really, really basketball more than any other sport, players are more powerful than general managers. So he's obviously more powerful than Daryl Morey. Players of that caliber, et cetera. 5, right ahead of him is Tillman Fertitta. Just because I think Fertitta's running the whole show there, and no matter what James Harden wants, Tillman Fertitta's going to have to sign off on it.
My argument against Tillman Fertitta is I don't really think he's done anything. Like, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that disrespectfully. I'm just saying under Tillman Fertitta's watch with the Rockets, there's been a lot of chatter. There's been some press conferences and stuff, but he really hasn't made any move of significance. You assume that he's more powerful than Morey, but D'Antoni's still the coach. He didn't fire a coach. He's not the one. He wasn't even in charge when they made the Chris Paul trade. They really haven't done anything the last 2 years. So I think Fertitta has a high ceiling and there's high potential, but as far as what he's actually done, I don't think he's really done enough. And the Dana Holgorsen hire, as good as that was, I mean, we don't even know what.
I have him there because of that as well. He's not just Rockets and powerful there. He's University of Houston and powerful there and got the arena built and all that other stuff. So I have number 4, Jeff Luhnow. Good with that, right?
He should be number 1.
No, he shouldn't, and you'll see why in a second. Number 3, Justin James Watt. How the hell did they not have J.J. Watt who could say, I want a pink snow cone, and the mayor will bring him a pink snow cone?
How soon we forget.
How is he not even on the list?
How soon we forget.
J.J. Watt can get anything done in this city. Anything. Is he more powerful than the mayor?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, if J.J. ran for mayor, he'd win.
Yeah.
No disrespect, Mr. Turner, but I think J.J. would win.
So how the hell he was not on the list is beyond me. Number 2, you got to hear me out.
Oh, no.
Hear me out, as they say.
No. Give me a hint where this is going.
World Cup. Copa America,
hell no.
The Texas Bowl, the Lone Star Kickoff, the Hall of Fame, the Houston Sports Hall of Fame.
Go ahead.
Jamie Roots from Lone Star Sports Entertainment.
Okay.
They get everything done in this city.
Okay, yes. Okay.
They get crap done, and he wasn't even on their list. We got the World Cup potentially coming here.
Okay. All right. I didn't take that into account. All right. Jamie Roots on the list.
Yeah.
I'll put him there on the list.
Yeah. Number 1, Deshaun Watson. Let's be honest. You get a quarterback like that, he's the most powerful guy. If he tells, you know, Jack Easterby to jump, Easterby will ask how high. You know? He's the most powerful guy. So we'll go over to 10, Daryl Morey, 9, Alex Bregman, 8, Cal McNair, 7, Bill O'Brien, 6, James Harden, 5, Tillman Fertitta, 4, Jeff Luhnow, 3, J.J. Watt, 2, Jamie Roots, 1, Deshaun Watson.
There we go. That's the OG's 10 most influential people in Houston sports on what they call the slowest sports day of the year. I don't agree with that. There's a lot going on here in Houston. At 12:40, John Lopez is going to revisit this list.
And but
he's
I got
also
another list.
Got
for
another
you.
List. The 10 most Houston things.
He comes. His are sports related. I'll redo my list, but just the Houston 10.
Can't wait.
Like it could be enchiladas.
Can't wait.
You know, just random things about Houston.
Can't wait. Yeah. Speaking of random, we're going to keep it going. We've already told you Tracy Morgan is not funny. We've already told you that holding hands is overrated. What is Figgy Fig going to have for his random take on the slowest sports day of the year? Keep it locked. We'll have that. But we are joined by royalty. Kind of think John McClain might have belonged on that top 10 list myself, John Lopez.
How do you know he's not going to be on my other list?
But I'll let him take you to task because the Texans made national news yesterday. But NFL Hall of Famer John McClain, he's been talking about it for weeks. We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this.
It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.